Yo, yo, what's up? It's your boy Jerry from the Hype Magazine. Welcome to another live session. Hey, this morning, despite technical difficulties, we now have the inimitable Social Club Misfits. Our dude, Fern and Marty in the
very
building.
Scary
what's
intro.
Going
a lot of
on?
Pressure. That's a very intro. I feel so honored by that intro, man. Appreciate that.
Yo, man. I love it. I got, like I said, I got a chance to experience your music the first time. You know, it was back in April. Courage, and that was my introduction to you. It was also something that we premiered. I was like, dang, these dudes. I got to keep up with these cats. So I'm extremely happy, you know, to have you on the line with us today. Brand new album dropping Friday. The Misadventures of Fern and Marty. Oh.
Yes.
Man, talk to me about it. That Pop-Out Revenge is clowning. What's up? What's up?
Talk to him, Marty.
Yeah. Well, you know, we dropped the album comes out Friday the 13th, which is, we just realized, which we're like, oh. but we have three songs that came out. Pop-Out Revenge was our first single. And that's just like a dope vibe. Like, that's the type of music we started making when we first started. You know, like, when we first started making music, we just wanted to have fun. We wanted to be able to perform and just, you know, like, this is the anthem that when we go to a festival, we perform it, people just go bananas. You know, people are moshing and raging and going nuts. And it's always a fun experience at our show. So that was the first one. The second we dropped with different people, and then we just dropped Who Else with Andy Mineo, another banger. And, you know, we're excited for this new album. I mean, Pop Out Revenge kind of just solidifies the fact that now we are with Capitol Records. We are, you know, here to deliver some dope music. You know, we haven't changed. You know, we were independent for 3-4 years before. Now we're signed. Nothing changed. We're still having fun, still going crazy, still doing stuff that we want to do. And I think the fans instantly picked up on it, and I'm really excited about it. We're really excited about what we have planned for the fans in 2017.
Now, you guys exploded. I think what the first EP was The Misfit Generation. And I think, you know, that was like an inclusive piece. You know what I mean? Like, everybody doesn't fit this mold, et cetera, et cetera. It was pretty dope. You know what I mean? I got a chance to listen to the new album. Still excited about the music. Still, you know, you guys are just unique. And it's making music writers excited about paying attention.
The Misfit Generation, it's funny looking back at it, the Misfit Generation is really like a bunch of B-sides that we had when we got signed. And they were like, you know, what do you want to release, an album or something just to introduce yourself? And we're like, let's just throw it out there. And, you know, like, we didn't expect much from it. It's just kind of, you know, it was our ninth project out of 10 full projects that we've done before. And we were just kind of like, you know, let's just drop it out. It's funny because we didn't expect much, and it hit radio. It hit like a bunch of great placements that were like really fun. But this is like the real album debut, 15 songs, way too much music, but that's what we wanted to deliver. Every single song matters. It's going to be dope. I think there's something for everybody on this album. You know, me and Fern worked really hard. We made this in the studio together. First album that we were like physically in the studio talking about music before, you know, we were file sharing or talking on the road. So like, this album is really special to us, and if it fails, then we quit. Just kidding. I'm just joking. That's not true. We're excited about it.
You are not permitted to quit. You got to keep going. Go ahead. I think I cut Fern off.
No, we're here. We're here. We're good.
Okay. So it's a great journey, story of a journey, you know, from, you know, the Misfits Generation, which peaked, by the way, at number 8 on the Billboard rap charts. So it validates, you know, everything that you've been doing, because the numbers don't lie. You know what I mean? The people love you, and that's what it is. Everybody's tired of this trap garbage. I'm sorry. I'm not even supposed to be opinionated like that, but to have real hip-hop reemerge, you know what I mean, is, and then for the hip-hop to be inclusive of other sounds, and other sonic experiences is pretty dope. You know, was that the goal? Is to continue your inclusiveness, your sonic inclusiveness?
Listen, regardless of the music that we've introduced you guys throughout the years and whatever it took to get us here, Martin and I, myself, we consider ourselves to be musicians. You know, we come from a long line of musicians. We're Caribbean from birth in our bloodlines. A lot of this music, these new musical landscapes, or people would think they're new, they're not new to us. You know, every time we set out to make music, we always wanted to make the best music possible, and we were able to get into the studio with real musicians, real pianos, real bass guitars, and things of that nature. Shout out 42 North, shout out Wit. And we were able to make real music, so when you hear it, you hear the dynamics, you can really tell the difference. You can hear the piano keystrokes on Time for That. You can actually hear the Kawai 88 keys, you know, in Studio A going in. You know what I'm saying? We wanted to make the music that you could actually feel, that we could perform on stage. And still bring that dynamic, not just through the album, but be able to perform it. So that was another fine line that you have to walk. You can make a bunch of songs, but do they transfer on the stage? We tour a lot. So, you know, when you listen to it, I feel like Martin and I were able to accomplish the dynamic of being able to put out something sonic that you could listen to in your house or wherever it is you listen to music, but to also perform it and be able to, like, you know, control the crowd and move the crowd for about an hour and a half, and, you know, have the attention and still be able to deliver a message, you know. So that's what I feel we were able to accomplish, you know, but strategically going in and making music, you know, that would be considered timeless and, you know, appreciated, you know.
Yeah. So as a collective, what do you think makes an important song? And since we're talking about timeless, timelessness.
I think, you know what, I think, to be honest with you, following trends is a disaster. That's just my opinion. You know, like, there's a difference between being influenced by something and then being inspired by something, right? So we have being influenced means, I feel like personally when people are influenced, that means they're kind of stealing something from another person. You know, like, you're under the influence of something means that they're in something else is controlling it, you know? Then you have inspired. Inspired, when you are inspired by something, you're encouraged to do whatever you just saw. It inspires you to do it your way. You know, so when you hear an artist say, I painted this picture, it's, hey, listen, I was inspired by life. I was, you know, a good artist will say I was inspired. I was not, you know, when you're influenced by something, it's a totally different animal. So for us, I feel like we've been inspired by multiple things, you know. A good artist should be inspired by life. You know, a good artist should be inspired by problems, you know, sadness, emotion, real stuff, you know. Like, a good artist should be inspired by other artists, you know. And I feel like for us to make something that's long-lasting, it has to be, number one, authentic to what we like. So the motto that we've always had when we get in the studio is, let's make music we like, and if we like it, it doesn't matter what other people think. You know, like, it's funny because on our YouTube, we always disable the comments, right? Like, I know people are like, why don't you care what people think? And I said, because we don't care what people think. It's really that it's not deep. It's just that if we like it, why do we need to hear someone else tell us why they don't like it? You know what I'm saying? Like, people always have to give their opinion. We just did a live stream the other day, and you always have these trolls that come up, and they're always like, you know, they're cursing or they're saying something stupid. Like, we don't have time to waste with those people. We just don't have time. There's too much energy in the world to spend on execution and doing what we're supposed to do. Why should we stop for anybody else's opinion? You know, it's time to work. It's time to keep going. When you start focusing on what other people say, it kind of slows you down. You start thinking about it. It becomes a whole thing. Yo, we just blast right through it. We're here to work. We're here to, you know, reach a generation. We're here to reach the youth. We're here to have fun on what we do, and hopefully we change some lives in the process. I mean, that's really all it is. So when we go sit down for a song, like when we come together for something, we think, you know, let's make something true to us. If we like it, we're dancing, we're jumping around the studio listening to it, we're gonna do it. And, you know, there's a whole generation that feels like that. Like, they just want to have fun. They want to listen to music. They want a big chorus, you know. They want to hear some dope raps. It's, like, really not that complicated, but I feel like people overcomplicate it. You know, like, this is what we do. You know, we spend our 10,000 hours making music. So it's about that time that we're like, you know, we just know, like, whatever works for us, that's what we're going to put out. And people seem to like it.
So, you know, hey, you got a winning formula, so why change it? I totally agree with you. Too many people worry about the critics and the pundits, and, you know, half of them don't know what they're talking about anyway, or they're just on some BS. But I like your attitude, and it inspires me, because I have to write things that I, you know, are not popular as well, but I really don't care what anybody thinks, because I'm telling the truth and I'm making a connection with somebody. So, hey, I don't deal with that nonsense. But you guys, humor, emotion, messages. I mean, and it's just, I don't know. I just see you being like a version of the Beatles that's missing like three guys.
You know what's crazy? Real quick, in a world where everybody pretty much sounds the same, me and Marty, like, you know, we make sure to not make anything that's going on exactly to what's going on, to the norm. We make sure to just follow our hearts, and, you know, we're just going to be lined up to, you know, where the Lord has stepped us to. So, you know, this whole album is nothing different than that. You know, we've been giving them, we've been to the left the whole time, but at the same time, the message and the gospel has always been the same, right in the center, God in the center. But the music is always, you know, ahead of the curve. So, you know, you can expect that always.
I really appreciate it. As a music fan, I appreciate it. A music lover, not a music fan. I'm not a fanatic.
Appreciate you, my friend. Appreciate you, man.
Man, it's dope. Oh, but snap, check this out now. So this emoji thing that you guys got going on.
Yeah. Man, I love you bringing that up.
Talk to us about these new 47, you know, social club misfit emojis and some gifts that are coming out, man. I want to hear about this.
You know what? Me and Fern, like, you know what? Here's the thing. I'll say it like this. You know, like, when you go to the movies, you know, for me personally, the first thing I want to see is a comedy, right? I love seeing Vince Vaughn. I love seeing Kevin Hart. I love seeing – so, like, I don't know what happened – to hip-hop, where it got super so serious that people couldn't have fun anymore. You know, like, we went from hip-hop being fun to hip-hop being, like, gangster rap, then to hip-hop being, you know, how hard you can be. And then, which, there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's always cool, but I think that there's multi-layers of hip-hop. You know, like, hip-hop could be fun, it could be serious. It could be, just like movies, you know, movies. For us, I feel like the way we approach music is, like, we love to have fun. We love to entertain. We love to meet people where they're at, you know. Instead of trying to put a mood on the situation, we want to make life music, you know. We want to make music that people can cruise to, listen to, have fun. And a part of that vision, I guess, is meeting people where they're at. And emojis has been, like, on our mind for a long time. The cool thing about being with Capital is that they're really good at executing ideas. And we thought of this just emojis, put the fun stuff that actually we use personally. So, like, those emojis, we use them personally. They're, like, every single day we're using one of them.
Day-to-day basis.
You know? And it's just cool. It's 47 things. You know, they're all different. They're all fun. They're all custom made. You know, they all have just a purpose, you know. And it's just another layer of just the fun of what we like to do. Like, we're multidimensional artists. We love to brand and have fun stuff and – you know, it's like, this is a part of the brand of who we are. We love it. It's just, it's super fun. We actually think about doing another app as well. You know, just, it's just all fun, man. People have been, the response has been crazy. I know we did a couple thousand downloads already. And so I think we're going to update it too with some more. So it's just fun, bro.
Yeah, if you've been rocking with Social Club, you know how to talk in emoji. We've been teaching how to talk in emoji for about five.
We talk in emoji on Twitter too. We do it all.
Yeah. Man. You know, I'm still kind of old school. My daughter, who is an emoji nut, I mean, we're buying everything emoji this. She got the poop emoji chair and battery, you know, the phone charger and all that good stuff. I'm going, what is it? And it is fun. It is an opportunity to step outside of, like you said, the I'm too hard for myself kind of, you know, mentality that we've developed over the years. and it's cool to be hip hop and have fun. So, you know, that's a whole different level of overstanding that you just put out there. Even though it's a business move, it's also, you know, a thoughtful move as well.
Listen, Marty, and I know he agrees with me. I got to say this before I forget. I even wrote it down. I started taking notes. I know we're one of the first bands to ever, like, bridge the gap between the parent and the child. This is the first generation that, like, parent and child are listening to hip-hop together. Listening to hip-hop, doing everything hip-hop, a lot of things translate over to hip-hop. And through these emojis, we know the kids are doing emojis anyway, you know. They listen to our music, and, like, we could just keep them within the fold. And we might as well just give them content they could use that's, you know, being developed by two dudes who want the best for them anyway. So we know they're talking an emoji. We made an emoji gap. An emoji app, and we keep the parents and the kids talking and listening to music together. We thought that was a good thing to do, bridge the gap between a parent and a child, and, you know, have music that you can listen to at the same time and never be like, oh, now we're going to listen to your music, or Nana's in the car. No, Nana can get it too. Nana can hear it too.
Yeah.
I've
been seeing a lot of celebrities say that too, like exactly what Fern's saying. I saw this interview with about that movie. There's the first movie they ever did that, where they try to bridge youth and adult, was Elf, the movie Elf. I was just watching an interview about it. You know, it's fun for kids, fun for adults. And then Louis C.K. and Kevin Hart was just saying that. You know, they just put out this movie called The Secret Life of Pets. And Hollywood right now is trying to make movies that appeal to both parent and adult, like fun stuff, you know, that everyone can enjoy. And so it's funny because we've been talking about that for years, just making music that youth and adults can both enjoy, that appeal to everyone. You know, it's funny, you can go on Instagram right now and you'll see a little, you know, six-year-old singing Fake Love by Drake. Like, that's the new wave. Like, the young kid and the adult were all listening to the same type of music, just like Frank said.
You know what's crazy is, like, they've got the family TV channels and networks, right? And so kind of in a way you're back going in with this family music channel. Certainly there are things that are going to be over the head of the youngsters, but there are going to be certain things that connect with them. And it's cool as a parent, you know, for me to do silly crap, you know, like my daughter has me doing, what is that, that little dance, Musical.ly.
Nay, Nay, what are we talking about?
Huh?
What, is it a dance?
Musical.ly.
Musical.ly, the app.
My daughter is all over that. And I found out my son's been on there too. He's been leaving videos, and he's got a fan base of 26 people following him. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Hey, but I said all that to just say that I like the concept that you guys are executing. It's not a theory. You've executed this. And like, okay, we have to get back to family. And this is one way that we can get back to family time. You know what I mean? Yeah. I grew up playing Monopoly and Scrabble. You know, these were board games. We had family time, Candyland. And now everybody's got the smartphones, the tablets, and whatever. They barely look at each other to engage. You know, they'd rather send a text message than talk. But this is something that everybody can get together with and clown. And it's non-threatening. It's bigger than just music. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. You guys stepped far beyond the music.
That's another reason this year why we had to make sure to put out a lot of musical videos. We know a lot of kids spend their time watching actual content aside from listening to the music. So Martin and I had to take it upon ourselves to level up in our video and visual production because we knew that the message – had another stream to cross over that needed to be explored. We had videos before, but now getting to the videos we have now, we're getting a better look, you would say, on the quality of videos we're putting out now, and we know that the message is getting spread across through that genre as well.
Right.
And it's just amazing to see, you know, all the different avenues that are available to us now. So,
well, congratulations, of course, on signing to Capitol. And now that you've got this machine behind you to take some of the pressure off of financing or sourcing, you know, some of your other creative things, your business-minded things, things that will support the music, you know what I mean? What?
Yeah, you know what's
next?
You know what's funny about that? You know what's funny about that is that the way we have a very unusual record label deal, right?
Okay.
Like a lot of artists are given an advance, they spend the money, they pay it for the album, they pay for the videos. Well, because we're independent artists, and this is something that I love, and I think it needs to be shared because so many artists are talking to labels, and there's a certain way to do it correctly. You can either get screwed, or you could have it and put it, make the deal in such a way, structure it, that you'll be you're like almost set up for success. So when we talked to Capitol, originally I think on the table was a traditional record label offer. But the thing is, we already had a whole discography. You know, we already had we were already touring. We didn't need a 360 deal. We didn't need some type of, you know, traditional record label deal because we were already doing everything ourselves. So what we did was something that's new. It's a new kind of contract called a profit sharing. So they give us the freedom to do whatever we want, however we want to do it. They handle the back end stuff, which is the marketing and the pushing and all the placements. All that stuff is all Capitol's doing. But we've established such a original type of deal. Only a few artists have it, where we're able to have complete control over what we release. And the thing is, we do actually still spend our own money to pay for what we do. And at the end, we still share in a bigger portion than the traditional artists. You know, some artists only see maybe 10%, 12%, maybe 8% of what, you know, the business has made. For us, we see well over quadruple that. So I think that it's important for an artist to be lawyered up, make the right type of deals. When you go to a record label, it's either two options. Either they're going to make you who you are, or they're going to take you to the next level. You know, they're either going to start from the ground up or take, you know, for us, we were at 0 to 60. We needed to go to 100. So they put us on blast, which is awesome. I think artists need to hear that, you know, like G-Eazy, similar situation, Russ, new artists, similar situation. A lot of artists are doing that. You know, they have their own fan base. They're able to tour. They're able to do what they want to do. You know, like, it's a rare thing and it's a hard thing because being independent is tough.
Yeah.
Now, although we still keep the same business structure, we now have a company that understands our vision and is pushing us to where we need to go. So it's like, listen, if you're a new artist, understand the business before you get into it, because if not, you might have a tough situation.
Hey, yeah, you're going to think it's not working when it is working, and you just got to watch it. You got to be in for it for the long haul. You can't just be for the quick overnight success. Ask anybody. Ask anybody that's actually doing anything touring. It's been, you know, it took me 15 years to make it overnight. I said that before. It
takes
a while. It's just slow grind.
Took over 100 songs, you know,
if you're
make it
willing
overnight.
To go through it, it's worth it, because I'm telling you, Martin and I, in Jesus' name, we've been blessed to, you know, start to live out our dreams, writing music and just, you know, starting to influence the culture and just doing things that we always dreamed of. And, you know, we stuck it out, and we waited on God, which is the key thing. We didn't do anything just because we wanted to. We waited on God and, you know, waited on the right label, you know, when the time was right. So no rush, man, no rush. If you got great music, they're going to find you, man, and I'm telling you, the opportunities are there. But you just got to keep at it. You got to show the work. Put in the work, man.
Sure,
God
man.
Watches you. God
real.
Recognizes you, man. He got you.
That's what artists won't tell you, and that's the truth.
I love it, man.
Money. A lot of artists make zero. You know, they make all the money off touring. They don't make any money off the music. A lot of artists don't understand what publishing and a lot of these things, that this is how you get your money. You have to understand the business. And I think as a business owner, why would you start a business that you don't understand anything about? You know, like, if you don't understand it, you get a numbers guy. If you do understand it, you have someone help you out. But in the industry, why would you start a business? Let's say you sell, you know, chocolate. Why would you understand chocolate? If you don't understand chocolate, why would you sell it? If you don't know how to do tattoos, why would you open up a tattoo shop? You know, it's like this theory that artists just have to be creative. No, at this point in our careers, like, every artist needs to be ready to handle their business, you know? And if you don't know how to, you get somebody who can, because if not, somebody will come around and they'll try to grab whatever they can.
Yeah, they'll drain you. I've watched
absolutely.
It happen.
Until you're done, until you're completely – how many artists have we seen in the last 2 years that just dropped one huge single and then disappeared. You know, and then what happened to them? I don't know. Like they're not touring. You know what I'm saying? Like they're not selling out fans. They're not selling out arenas. What happened to these guys? You know?
Yeah, the one hit wonders. I mean, I think that those one hit wonders are industry made. They're not.
Yeah.
But what's unfortunate is that they have – what's unfortunate is that now in the days through social media, you know, and I encourage the younger guys listening to this, listen, don't be all discouraged and go on social media and start, you know, typing your whole life away and this and that. Like, look, man, if you're in it for the long haul, you're in it, man. Don't let your fans, don't let your people see you looking – you're looking like you're sweating, man. You're supposed to, like, be an example to them. They want to see you win. They always want to see you in shape and doing your thing. So just stay focused. Keep doing your thing. Keep making records. If it's meant for you, the records are going to get nicer. They're not going to get worse. Everything's going to level up. Marty and I can tell you, everything we did, when we look back in hindsight, which is 2020, so clear, everything is lined up because we never made a stupid move. Mind you, it's me and him, so we can always, you know, hold each other accountable, and we always, like, you know, ask each other and bounce questions off each other before we make moves. But, you know, I mean, for the most part, you know, common sense is legendary in this business. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I just encourage that, young guys. Don't give up. Be in it for the long haul if that's what you're trying to do, especially you on social media, because 20 years from now, you're going to see how silly it looked when you was trying to tell everybody that this is what you was doing, this is what you was doing. But after one thing didn't work out, you're back to, you know what I'm saying, working at the warehouse. Like, if you in it and you doing your whole social media presence, lock in, get your records right, get in for the long haul, put on your thick skin coat, and don't worry about them comments, man. Worry about what you're dreaming about, what you're trying to put out. And if it's in God's plan for you, the steps are ordered, you can't walk out that path. You know what I'm saying? I had to. That was the tone. That was the tone that was being set. Marty set the tone. I had to. You already know how we have to finish up strong.
Yo. Hey, that took my breath. You heard me whistle, right? Hey.
But that's what happened. The album's coming out Friday. That's not even the album. That's just us being frank. That's just us, you know, that's coffee talk right there. That's just having coffee.
Man. But that's what's needed, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like being on interviews with where I can just talk about the music and we're done, da 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 da. Nah, there's something behind the music. There's a thought process, and you guys are very thoughtful. And I think from the first time we talked way back in April, right?
Yeah.
You talked about God, and you made certain that that was a center of focus. That was your balance, and everything extends from that and the thoughtfulness and what your plan was. So, you know, to follow up and hear that even though you've got another major situation going on, several major situations going on, and you're topping the charts and touring, and that the industry has not jaded you to the point where you've lost hope and focus. And I think that's an important thing to pull out of this conversation, is that you traveled, like you said, 15-year overnight success. And it takes intestinal fortitude, it takes courage, it takes grounding, and just being honest and saying, look, maybe not today, but if I keep pushing and I keep growing, then God's going to keep blessing me. And then as soon as you start pushing out the negative away, it makes room for the positive. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's what Pop Up Revenge is about. We filter out the negative. You know, we don't have time for the negative. And you know what? I think that we live in a generation that really doesn't understand what it means to shake, like what you're saying, shake off the negative. You know, like if someone doesn't get 20 likes on Facebook or 20 likes on their Instagram, they're like, or someone says something bad, they're instantly reacting like, oh my gosh, like let me question my whole life. No. If God put something in your heart, you go after it. It is what it is. It's something that no one talks about. You know, like. You can always hear an artist talk about, whether it's on Vlad TV or, you know, some type of an interview about their success. But no one even understands what it takes to get there. You know, what was the journey? You know, we judge artists based on, you know, what we see. But a lot of times we don't see behind the scenes where they're working their butt off and they're doing it. And the work always pays off. It never goes to waste, you know. And I think that when you want to be successful, it's really a mind state. You got to be ready to be successful. You got to be ready to take on the stupid comments and filter out things and still have a positive attitude. You know, the most successful people I've ever met, I've met billionaires and people who control multi-million-dollar businesses, they're always the most positive person in the room. And they're almost always the most humble person, you know. And that's the culture that when you start to push that culture out, I mean, that it's almost like the universe responds to you. You know, like the universe responded to God's word. It responds to your attitude and the way that you talk and the way that you communicate and the way that you treat people. Like, that's a simple, like, life right there, you know?
You know, I'm on the phone right now, man. We're on the line right now with two people I've never met, but whom I love because of the philosophy that they're putting out. I'm a father of six. I have great hopes for my kids, and these guys, man, are just real human beings. And so I appreciate you giving us the opportunity not to just talk about the music, not to just talk about the emojis coming out. You know, you've got great music. Once again, you know what I mean? The Misadventures of Fern and Marty hits this Friday, January, Friday the 13th. But it's going to be a good Friday.
Very tight.
Nah, it's going to be a great Friday, bro. It's going to be a great
man,
Friday.
Yeah, man, we're excited, man. We appreciate the platform that you allow us to speak. And that's one thing, man. We love the fact that we get to make music for a living and we get to spread the message through culturally relevant music and not just stereotypically niched into one thing. We love the fact that everybody across the board loved us. A lot of people love us. You'll be surprised who rocks with Social Club right now. But, you know, we're looking forward to just continuing to be that bridge, continuing the conversation. When you hear Social Club, you see Jesus. And that's what it's going to be. And Friday the 13th, we're going to level up to another space where God's going to hold us there for a season until we go to the next place. You know, but musically, we're going to keep – it's going to be social until God says.
There's no better way to end this conversation than on that positive note, that inspirational note, man. It's been my pleasure. It's been my honor. Yo, Marty, Fern, Social Club Misfit, you don't have to fit in the mold. Create your own space.
Right.
Stay strong. You know what I mean? Check them out right now. You can get Pop Out Revenge, man. You can check them out on Spotify, iTunes, the Apple. You're hitting the iTunes, you know, Friday. It was on pre-order. What do you think? I got to ask this last stupid question. It's a layperson's question, and it probably don't make any sense. Answer if you want or don't. But you went on pre-sale November 18th.
Yeah.
What do you feel? How, you know, do you have an early feeling of what the results will be on drop date? You know what I mean? Do you think you pulled off a gold drop?
I mean, I think personally, just talking numbers, I think we have a certain number in mind that's a very humble number, I feel like. Most importantly, I want us to be at least top three. I mean, like, this is a simple goal. Top three albums, hip-hop, everything. Like, I want us to be top three. People respond to that, you know? Like, I want people to see, like, wow, these two guys that – almost feel like they never came out. Like, no one knows. It's almost like we've been independent for so long. We've been underground. Now it's time to pop out and break out of the shell. I'm ready for people to be like, who the heck is this guy in the charts? Like, who are these guys? Like, I'm ready for that conversation.
Man, I love
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, wishing you guys much.
Let's plug. Look for that song, too. Time for that. As soon as you
time know. For that?
Yeah, you're going to like that one.
Okay.
On the new album.
I got the album. I can cheat. I can go listen to it now.
Cheat. Listen to Social Season. That's it. Very ready. It's a season.
Awesome. Hey, I want to thank you so much. We wish you much continued success. You have a home here at the Hype Magazine. Anytime you want to talk to us, we want to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate you, man. The Hype Magazine live sessions, man. The Misadventures of Fern and Marty, January 13th. That's this Friday. We've had Fern and Marty giving it to us real. Also, man, you got to check out their Misfit Emoji app. That's important. It's an opportunity to grace and spend some time with your kids, have some fun, send back some goofy stuff, recapture the childhood, the thing that gave us our internal energy and peace, you know what I mean, and keeps us in our heaven. All right.
I mean, God
Thank
bless you,
so much.
Man. Thank you for your time, bro.
We thank you so much. Live Sessions, we out.
Peace.